So some of you know I do this little feature for Channel 4 called The Heart of Detroit, which we've done for a number of years, where we spotlight people who are doing good work in Detroit and maybe don't get a lot of attention. And I had a chance to have a discussion with our next guest, who I thought was pretty remarkable in what she chose to do. So I asked her to come join us to talk about it for a minute or two on the radio. Elise Hartman is the founder and executive director of Birdie's Bookmobile, which is kind of what it sounds like. Elise is on the line with us right now. Hi, Elise.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you on the radio. Tell everybody what you've told me about how you came upon the idea in a dream of a bookmobile.
Yes. So I had a dream several years ago that I was driving a bookmobile and giving books away to children. And I was sitting in a meeting one day and someone said, hey, so-and-so has a bus for sale in their front yard. And I said, it's mine. And I went and purchased the bus. And Birdie's Bookmobile was hatched in June of 2022. And since then, we've given away 20,000 free books to children and families here in the city.
Why Birdie's?
Well, it's interesting because I initially, my original goal was to write some children's books. And I started a publishing company called Nesting Birds Publishing. And I had written a couple of books that have not been published yet. And I wanted to self-publish these books. But I started the program, Birdie's Bookmobile, through Nesting Birds Publishing. And I wanted something that tied into Nesting Birds Publishing. And I sat with it for a while and Birdie's Bookmobile came to me and I like alliteration. So I loved that. Yeah. And and just went with it. And I just thought it was cute and it kind of pulled everything together.
Yeah, it works.
And it took off. And so now it's its own entity.
So you went around to schools all over Detroit. Did you have any problem getting schools to cooperate with you?
No, the schools actually welcome us and love it because we're coming in, we're setting up, we're making everything visually appealing. The books are accessible to the kids. They get to come in, go through the books, peruse, choose a book that they're interested in, and they take it home and they keep it. And we go back every single month or every other month, and we do the same thing over again.
And I don't think that's the way it was when we were kids. When the bookmobile came, you took it, but it was like a library.
Yeah. Right.
You had to return it when the bookmobile came back. This business about giving them away, it's way better to be a kid now. We didn't have that. and where do you get the books from to be able to give them away?
We purchase them from organizations like First Book. There's an organization called First Book. We get them, have gotten a few from Kiwanis, and we also purchase them from local booksellers. So that is important to us to support our local booksellers. So we purchase books through them. But we also have people that call and say, hey, I've got some books that my children are no longer reading. Would you like these books? So we also accept gently used books, and it's a great opportunity for children to share their gently used, and we like to say, and fiercely loved books with other children.
Yeah. I'm looking at the bookmobile as a picture on your page there, and it's got curtains in it, and is it set up like a browsing book with the
people walk
this
is actually into? The reason I wanted Elise to come on with us, one of us, is the bookmobile itself, the original bus, has met some ugly fate. In fact, a couple of the vehicles that Elise has tried to use. Tell everybody quickly what the sort of litany of issues.
Yeah, so we had the original Birdie's Bookmobile, and yes, it did have the cute little gingham curtains, and the kids couldn't come into the bus, but they could access the books from the back of the bus. So we would open the doors, they could access the books. And a year ago this month, the bus had an electrical fire and was destroyed. So we lost the bus. And
then you tried something else.
Got another bus the bus was stolen. So we have lost two buses, but I am not giving up because the bus
stolen by very literate thieves.
Yes. The thieves now are actually applying to college. Yeah. what we would like to do is use the radio format to see if there's somebody out there who's got access to a bus or
describe
a very
the size
large
of the bus,
a
Mitch.
Very large van. And the way it was, you know, it's what it was like an old school bus, kind of.
Is it that size?
It was.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
An old school bus, and the Coast Guard actually came out and painted it for us, and just
okay.
Really
so if somebody's got
that.
An old school bus, access to an old school bus, knows somebody wants to sell at a good price an old school bus, it will go to great use to create another Birdie's Bookmobile. Elise has been doing the program in schools, taking the stuff in her own car from her own garage, and needs a storage space as well for the books too. But maybe somebody's out there who knows. If you do, Elise, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, please give me a call at 313-659-8523. You can email me at hello@birdiesbookmobile.org. And of course, all of this contact information is on our website, which is just birdiesbookmobile.org.
Spell birdies, Elise.
B-I-R-D-I-E-S, right?
Correct.
B-I-R-D-I-E-S, birdiesbookmobile.com. And if you just couldn't remember any of that, then just write us, okay? Just write us and, let us know at the show, and we'll try to make a connection. So hopefully, Elise, we can get you another bus and you can be back on wheels with all those lovely books for all the great kids in Detroit.
I appreciate it so much, Mitch. Thank you so much.
Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. It's 760 WJR.